ועכשיו אסכיל חוסה, פרק י' א'. When פרק י' א', an interesting פרק with all kind of different rules about food, preparing food and things like this on Shabbos, it's an interesting one. There's one part of it which is Truma Somaisres, not really nogea to us in Chutz La'aretz so much, but we will mention about it, maybe the Chale also, with the Rabbonon, there are one people do, so we'll mention maybe about that. But meanwhile, this today, we'll discuss melicha. Melicha and oichlin, and salt in food, and melocha we relate to when we do that is...
Melicha is a sort of cookie, no? Something.
Tannin. The Mishneh in the melocha is, right? Mishneh, Perek, Shabbos. The seventh chapter, the second Mishnah, is the 39 of us melochas, right? And tzad et atzvi, someone who traps an animal, after he traps the animal, he shochato, right? He shechts it, then he skins it, mefshit et oro, and then the next one we do hamolcho, hameabdo, right, so moleach and meabed. That's, and then it becomes afterwards it becomes parchment, right? And then we do the rest of the melochas. Yeah, so molcho and meabdo. The Gemara says lichura it's the same melocha. Yeah, saltin and tannin. Yeah, so the Gemara says take out one of them, like make them one and bring in besartet. Yeah, but lemaise the prohibition is tanning the skin, yeah, me ibud be in Lashon HaKodesh, yeah, to process the skin to make out of it leather, a parchment, etc. Yeah, so from that menoche we learn also about if you are, let's say, salting vegetables in order to preserve them. Salt or vinegar, you put it in salt or vinegar in order to preserve it. So we relate that as a melocha of me'abed, at least the rabbonon as minimum, and therefore we don't do it on Shabbos. So now, how do we handle salt on the table? So let's see, melichat ochlin. Aleph, ochlim sheregilim lemolcham leshem kibush or shimur, kegon, batzal, tznon, melafun, kerze, ba'ele, asur lemolcham b'shabbat, afilu im da'ato lochlam miyad, ela im ken yaseh b'echad b'shnei ofonim ha'ele. או יטבול כל חתיכה בפני עצמה במלח ויוכלנה מיד, או ימלח אפילו חתיכות רבות, אבל לשפוך עליהם מיד אחרי המליחה שמן או חומץ, דהיינו דברים שמחלישים את כוח המלח. So on Shabbos, if you want to eat vegetables, and normally people pickle them to save them, and yes, we should know, some countries, people now we all have refrigerators and import from around the world. But if people wanted to preserve vegetables, pickles, or even fruit, and all kind of other vegetables and fruit and stuff, and they preserved it in different ways, either in salt, vinegar, or fruit, even with sugar. Okay, with sugar to prolong it.
Sugar preserves
as
long as salt.
What?
Sugar preserves as long as salt.
No, some fruit. If you put in them a lot of sugar, it saves them. It slows the process. Now, we're not talking about tannin and sugar. I'm just saying, mention it. Nebure, Shinchet speaks about it, but just generally, I said, also in sugar, sometimes there are shimur that people do. But when you talk about the vegetables, so people take almost every vegetable and eat those vegetables in the summer, and then save for the winter, they put it in I remember when I went to a cellar in Ukraine, and where was that? There's a big school over there and stuff that
Odessa?
Was made.
What?
Odessa? No, Odessa. The place. I'm trying to remember the place. Forgot the name of the place. So we went a few times. We passed there to Davin on the way. If you go from Kiev, on the way to Bardichev. Right, the first stop, you go down, you go from Kiev, and then you go down left, you go the way to Bardichev and the way to Baal Shem Tov, yeah? Beforehand, if you go... No, that's further down. That's after Baal Shem Tov left towards when you go towards Uman. That's halfway is Breslev, yeah, for Rabbi Natan. But before Baditchev, normally people go there. I forgot there's a guy who did a lot of Mekomot study places in Ukraine and in Russia, and he opened there a very big school. I forgot the name of the place. Anyway, there's a famous place. Forgotten name. Anyway, I was there in the cellar, and in the cellar they had wine and all their stuff, and quite nice wine that they have there. But they have a lot of that they do for the school that they have there. The school, loads and loads and loads of preserved glass containers. It's like it's nice temperature down there. Glass containers with any vegetable you can think of, but they're sitting inside salt for the winter. Yeah, so it's something normal that people do. And therefore, but anyway, because we use those vegetables, and the vegetables that the gilut is to salt them and to tan them, to make kibush for them, so kibush looks like ma'abed, and therefore we don't you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So what do? How do you do? You want to eat a salad. So if you want to eat the cucumbers, you have, let's say, slices of cucumber, and you want to eat them in salt, with salt the way it is, every piece, you pick it up, you salt it, and you eat it straight away. So there's nothing over that looks like ma'abed over here, because you're eating the salt. It's like in your hand, you're taking it, you're eating. However, if you want to make it in a form of salad, and you want to keep it there, so what you do is you salt it, and then you pour over it some oil and mix it, or some vinegar and mix it, and they take away the strength of the salt, and therefore it's evident that you're not doing a very ibud.
So when you've got your own plate, for example, and there's not enough salt on the food, so can you sprinkle it on all
the food? We're talking about vegetables right now, yeah? A salad.
You've got vegetables on your plate.
If you have a salad on your plate, and this salad does not have oil or vinegar on it, so then you should salt it and then put in it some oil or vinegar.
Even if it's on your plate and you're going
to
eat it.
Yeah. Unless if you want to do different, if you want to take a spoonful from your plate, put in it some salt and eat it. Same idea. This is the same idea. It's taking a piece of cucumber, salting it and eating it.
Understand, when it's for a salad for everybody, then yes, but if it's for you...
We say even if you're sitting with a plate with a few pieces of cucumber in front of you. So you took a cucumber, you cut it a few slices, and you want to eat the cucumber, those slices. Each piece you take... Like at Chile, you don't do it, so because also in a short time it starts and it looks like, but there's a way to do it, piece by piece, or just add some oil, very easy. Add some oil and do that with oil. That's all.
It doesn't matter the order, salt first, oil first. It doesn't matter as long as you put together.
No, it doesn't matter the order, because like at Chile, if you would put the oil first and then the salt, then definitely you're not starting any process. So wherever. The chashash is not really starting the process, because you're not going to really start the process in 1 second or 2 seconds that you're putting it on. And not only that, normally if you put the oil first and you put in it salt, it's very hard to mix it afterwards, because the salt will stick to the oil where it dropped, and the mixing will be a problem. And therefore, he says over here that you can put the salt first, mix it, and then put the oil or vinegar, as long as you do it straight away after. So you're not. It's clear that you did not do any ibud over here, because no one adds oil or vinegar to the salt when he does ibud. Okay. Now, ubiyom tov mutar limloch bechol ofen gatchila tov lachmir biyom tov kmo b'shabes. Yom tov you can do bechol ofen, but it's better to do biyom tov like on Shabbos. Now, which melicha is allowed? Beis ochlin she'en regilim l'mulcham b'shem kibush or shimur, aval ha'melach meshaper et ta'amam kegon beitzim agvaniot. או עגבניות, מותר למולחן בכל אופן שהוא, בלבד שיהיה זה לצורך שמושם בו ביום, וטוב למולחן בסמוך לסעודתו. So, if it's vegetables, if it's eggs and stuff like this, so no problem, no one preserves it, no one makes it like that, you can do it, you can salt it and eat it, that's okay. He says, even tomatoes, okay? Because he says tomatoes, it's not the regilut to do it. Now, as long as you do it for the same day, so you're not making for a different day. Yeah, as long as you do it for the same day, but the best thing to do is to salt it before you eat it. Now, he says that you're not allowed to actually pickle things. So in Gimel, asur lichbosh, which is the lichbosh is to pickle it, he says in brackets in vinegar or salt, melafefon agvania yeruka, so probably, I guess that red tomato people do not process like this, but green tomatoes, they do preserve them. I actually remember seeing containers with green tomatoes. And delicious. Yeah, yeah, I've very seen it. Green tomatoes. Yeah. Right, there you go. 2 seconds from my house, yeah. Okay, now, cucumber, tomato, ben b'Shabbat, ben b'Yom Tov. Okay, this kibush, you know, a lot of say ben b'Shabbat, ben b'Yom Tov. אבל מותר לשרות דג מלוח במי חומץ על מנת להשביח טעמות, והוא שיהיה דעתו לאוכלו בו ביום. So if he intends to eat in the same day the salty fish, yeah, and he wants it to get a better taste, to add to it vinegar, it's okay, he can do it as long as he intends to do it in the same day. What?
The only problem is hachonah.
Is that right? Yeah, no, there's no actual problem. If you know, there's no problem with hachonah if you're doing it the same day.
Yeah.
No, it's a continuation of it. It's just aleph is about salty and vegetables that you want to eat, and in gimel he says actually you're not allowed to.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay. A lot of things are obvious. It's not here. Torah shebichtav, that we every word we keep. Or not even the Mishnah that we say. Why did the Chacham say this or that? Yeah, we said before that many things he repeats in different ways, so you can understand it from different angles. This was written as an instruction book. I bring always the reason. What's behind it? What's the reason behind it? Most of the things I know it doesn't say why. Yeah, he just brings the rules. Yeah, if you look at the notes, you'll start understanding them, and you look at the sources, and you'll know much more. So, if you only see the Maran Mekoymes, you understand the level of study that went into writing this book. Yeah, but and that's why I like the teaching from it, because of the level that's in it. Now, and Daled about a salty fish that we want to wash it. So for that, I want to. Just go through a Mishnah for a minute. And Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Memei Amud Beis. Mishnah says like this, Kol Shabbat Bechamin Merev Shabbat, Shorin Oto Bechamin Beshabbat. So, basically, anything that was cooked before Shabbos, that's what it means, Ba Bechamin Be'erev Shabbat, Shorin Oto Bechamin Beshabbat, so you can dip it into, or wash it with hot water, Beshabbos. Okay, now he says that was mevushel already. Vekol shelo ba bechamin be'erev Shabbat. If it was not cooked before Shabbat, it's not cooked. Therefore, madichin oto bechamin b'Shabbat. So you're allowed to wash it b'Shabbat on with hot water, because it's not mevashel it. You just clean it. It's not cooked. The other way, it's not cooked. So you're not allowed to put it into to keep it immersed in hot water on Shabbos. But you can wash it with the hot water. Why? Because just washing it, without water cleans it, but doesn't cook it, doesn't make it ready for anything. It doesn't become achal ben dorsai or anything like this from just however, chutz min amaliach hayashan, that's the exception, chutz min amaliach hayashan v'kulias ha'ispanin. Yeah? This is different types of fish that... Maliach Yashan is fish that you salted it already last year. Yeah, like it's a preserved fish, and some kind of fish that Kuliasa Hispanin is some kind of fish that was made with a lot of salt. Now, why are you not allowed to wash them on Shabbat? Meat I can, and this I cannot. He says, Gemara says, Mishnah says, sorry, שהדחתן זה גמר מלאכתן. So the גמר מלאכה for it, all you need to do, you take that, you cannot eat it as it is, too salty. Yeah? And also the skin of it is not, although the salt already made an impression, it's not good enough to eat. But the moment you wash it with hot water, That's the Gemara Meloch of it. It washes some of the salt off and does a final cook. Because the salt also like makes another action that is like cooking, yeah? And this does a final thing. And therefore, we don't do on those stuff. We know it's like Gemara Meloch, yeah? Kind of like Kale Abishul that we have, and that we say an egg, for example, they don't make it because hot water above the Atzeledes boy will already cook it. Now we can learn Dalid. Okay, Dalid. דג מלוח מותר להדיחו לשרותו במים קרים בשבת כדי להסיר ממנו את המלח. In cold water, he says, דג מלוח, yeah, a salty fish, you can wash it on Shabbat, if you want to eat it on Shabbat. אבל לשרותו במים חמים אסור, you know, allowed to immerse it in hot water. ואין להראות עליו מים חמים אפילו בכלי שני, ואין לשרותו גם בכלי שלישי. So you don't do it, no, in כלי שני, no, כלי שלישי. As long as it's above יד סולד, this boy, you definitely not allowed to do... to wash it in this, but Biyom Tov, however, mutar b'chol of. And he refers also to Perek Aleph, Samech Gimel, the Bishul, but that's what we mentioned now. And, okay, now, hey, salting meat. Okay. אסור למלוח בשר בשבת כדי להוציא את דמו ולהכשירו לאכילה, וכן אין להדיחו בשבת כדי שיוכל למלוחו אחר השבת. So, yeah, maybe we should look.
But yeah, the other day used to eat raw meat.
What?
Sometimes used to eat raw meat.
Yeah, but here
let's find the Gemara. Let's find the Gemara. The Gemara is in around Kuf.
But here he's saying to the Mochel Achrei HaShabbat.
No, no, he said
here we go. Here we go. Let's see the Gemara. What?
Called the Carpaccio.
Carpaccio?
Carpaccio is raw meat.
Right, yeah, no, so I know there's different types. There's another one, they call it a nice name, has for it.
A rare steak.
I don't remember the name. Anyway, there's some nice name for meat. I saw meat on the plate. And I looked at it and said, what is that? And anyway, they gave me a nice name for it. Okay, so...
Tasty name.
You're my wife, meat.
Here we go.
This is because of you making it to eat, right? So you make it roy la achila.
What?
This is because you're making it. It's roy la. You make. No.
So let's have a look. Let's have a look at salty for a minute. Okay. Vorabdimi barami. Yeah, I'm going to go to the whole about tiltul. Yeah, mukze and tiltul and stuff. Tzaravitzchak barami ikla lever rav chisde. Vechozeh hu bar avze dekav metaltule misham shel tule. So there was an avaz, what is that, a duck, that was after shechita, that the meat, raw meat of an avaz, and they were metaltel it from sun to shade. Misham sheletule, from sun to shade. And what he said, v'omar avchis de chisron kis kachazin enoche. Yeah, so we see here chisron kis, it's going to be a loss of money by it being from, if we leave it in the sun, right? And he says, "Shiny." That's what the Gemara tries to bring it as a proof that like you can be metaltel the mukze this mukze on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, "Shiny baravozet dechazi leumtze." Gemara says this duck. The difference is that it's roy leumtze that when it's not you can eat it. When it's not fully cooked, there are people who take the piece of meat and chew the meat and eat it. Okay? That's the source of it. Lemaise nowadays, the Shlomo Zalman says, and there's a question, nowadays that people don't eat it anymore. People don't eat it like this at least. If people you say there's stuff that people do eat, fine, but okay, in any event, then it's a question, but okay. So he says like this.
Our carpaccio, whatever it's called, they salt it or put anything on it, or it's just plain meat?
Oh,
sure.
Okay, maybe I should do another akdoma. Another akdoma about meat. So if you shecht meat, you shecht an animal and you kasher the meat, you do the nikur first, yeah? You cut it and you do the nikur, take out all the... organ is something else, but chaylev, you take out the chaylev and stuff, yeah, the right one, you did the nikur, you finished. Now what you have to do is to kasher it. How do you kasher meat?
Salt.
salt.
So first you immerse it in water for a while, and then you salt it and keep it in salt for a while, and then you wash it off. Okay? Otsli. That's right. The second option is tzli. If it's meat, for example. Now what happens? How long do you have to do the salting? How long do you have from shechita till you can do the salting? Can you leave it to become hard? And 3 days. Within 3 days, you need to water it. To immerse it in the water, then it gives you time to salt it. You have another 3 days if you need to salt it, theoretically. Now, what happens if you forgot to do that? You have only one choice, is tzli. You can put it broil it, yeah? And you can broil it and then on a barbecue or something, and then you can be machshir it in that way. The same as we do with leberlich, yeah? Liver, yeah, in Yiddish, leberlich. And so we do it the same as we do with liver, yeah? So, now, what happens if someone forgot to water it, and now Shabbos comes, and his only option is to water it on Shabbos now. Otherwise, it's only tzli. Now, generally, if you look in Mishnah Berurah, there's a difference between if it's someone private for himself or it's for his business. If for his business, it will be a big, great loss. If it's for himself, no big deal. He can do it tzli and eat it. Yeah, so there's a difference. Because you cannot sell it to clients. Even if you can sell it to clients and say, but this meat needs to be cashed by that, you will have to sell it for half price. Yes, that's anyway a great loss. Yeah. Now that we heard those details, let's look now at this paragraph and it will be clear. So first of all, you're not allowed to salt the meat on Shabbos in order to get the blood out and make it kosher to eat it, right? Also, you don't wash it on Shabbat. Put it, immerse it in the water on Shabbat in order to mechin from Shabbos till after Shabbos. However, basar shayom ha-shlishi lishchitato chal b'Shabbat, the third day of shchita is on Shabbos, and he shachach lemolcho la'adicho mi be'od yom, he forgot before Shabbos. So lekatchila, he should let a goy do that. Ask the goy to wash it. We talk about mukze here, yeah? Ask the goy to wash it. אם אין נוכרי במקום שיוכל להדיחו, if there's no going around because of the loss over here, מותר לו לישראל לעשות כן כדי שלא יעשר הבשר לבישול. So Yid is allowed to do it on Shabbos, it's not prohibited for בישול. Again, the reason is, Gemara, we said, דחוזי לאומצה, yeah, so it's not מוקצה, like he says over there, because you can eat it as it is, and that's on this one, of Shlomo Zalman still ruled that you're allowed to, but in the notes he still said, well, it's a nice question, okay? Many times, Shlomo Zalman also, he had, he said something is a nice question, but Katchili, he ruled that there's no reason to forbid, and it's allowed. Now, Liyan ze ena basar asur betiltul, afal pi sheino mevushal. So he said, it's not asur betiltul, it's not mevushal, because it's chazi leumtze. ואם הבשר מונח בכלי, however, it's in already inside the כלי, מוטב שירחץ ידיו מעל הכלי עד שהבשר יהיה שרוי במים. Yeah? He's allowed, by the way, the Tosfos says, on this one over here, the Tosfos says that we can raya that you can eat the meat, in the Chazi Leumtze, you can eat the meat without salt in it. If you wash the meat from the evident blood that's on it, then you can eat the meat if you eat it raw, not cook it. Yeah, then if you cook it, it comes out and something else. But then the whole thing becomes treif. Yeah, but if you take a piece of meat and you wash it, so for example, you're stuck on an island, right? And somehow you did shchita the katchila, but now you want the meat not to be treif. You don't eat it. You can take the piece of meat and wash it in the sea and eat it as it is. What? No. The evident blood you clean off, yeah. And the blood which is inside the meat, because you're eating it chai, you can eat it with the blood.
Yeah.
What? Which is locked in. Yeah. Which is locked in. That's what this is. Yeah, it says a raya from there. Anyway, so now it says if the meat is inside the kli, the best thing to do is to wash your hands on top of that kli till the meat is covered with water. And therefore, you did it in a derech hakifa, in a direct way, yeah? The same if you have, I mean, a bit different from this, but the same idea. If you have, let's say, you have the plates and stuff in the sink, and you know that it's going to be, it dries out on it, and it's going to be very hard to clean it off afterwards. So, lekatchila, the right thing to do is, as you put them in when it's still fresh food, as you put it in the sink, pour the water on top of it. Yeah, open the tap on top of it, because what you're doing with the water, you're not making it softer. After Shabbos, it will be easier to wash it. You are just making it not become harder. So you're preventing it from becoming harder, and then you're not doing anything lamaisa. But if you're already finished, but time passed and you realize, do your tilas yadayim on top of it, wash your hands on top of it, you know, and then that's the way to do it. You're not doing it direct. He says now, the water itself also does not mutar lishpoch achreichen et amayim alalu. Also, the water itself, he says, you can pour after that. Why? Why the water itself is not mukzeh? Because you can give it to an animal to drink. An animal will have no problem to drink it, therefore it's not mukzeh, that water as well. Biyom tov mutar limloach basar uladichon b'dato lechol mino b'oto yom. If he wants to eat it the same day, no problem on Yom Tov, he can kasher it on Yom Tov and eat it. Vav, and we'll finish with that. Mutar lachlish et charifut achometz al yedei osafat mayim elav. So if there's a lot of vinegar, there's no problem to add water and reduce the severity of it. Why would that be a problem? It's not a problem at all. But sometimes if it's wine and you add in water and you're changing the name of it to chometz, that may be a problem on Shabbos, but here it's not a problem when you're doing it on with the vinegar itself. So we concluded this part of tannin, salt in food. And Emetz Hashem on
Monday
a week, exactly. Next week we'll be off.
Yeah.
Monday a week, we're going to start about erasing letters and food and writing on food and things like this. That's a quite interesting one.
You know the crystal salt? The hard salt?
The big one that we use for kashering, yeah?
You're not allowed to kash it on the fifth
on Shabbos. Right. The bottle, the Himalayan salt, that has the...